Please tell me this is not true, great man.
He's a dibby-dobber, isn't he?
Oh, and mate, we stick solid, you and I.
Well, we always have a little bit of fun, which should be duly noted, the ha-ha at
yes,
the end.
That's exactly right. But, and he took great delight in saying that too, Robbie.
Gerard, and you know what, that was a few days ago.
Gerald.
Yeah, he's been Gerald. He's been holding on to that because that was a few days ago. So.
Well,
why did you bring it up now?
You know what? I reckon it's a nasty one. I reckon it's a real nasty one.
I think it's the nasty side coming out in Middleton.
And we thought there was no nasty.
Oh, no. That's, you know, done. Private school boy that just, here we go. You know, just is goody two shoes, doesn't do anything wrong. Well, let me tell you.
Clean skin, mate.
Clean skin.
Everyone loves him. He's a clean. Well,
you got to worry when they say they're clean skins, Rob.
Absolutely. Yep. I'll tell you what, a beautiful picture of you and your kids, though, there at the A-League All-Stars Barcelona game Wednesday night. Looked like a really good night, Robbie.
Mate, it was a brilliant night. Look, everything you could want in an exhibition match was there. You know, lots of goals. The home side were very competitive. And Barcelona were in part, when they sort of, you know, clicked up another gear, were absolutely breathtaking. So, well, it was a tick. 70,000 people that enjoyed. I didn't know there was so many Catalans living in Australia because, I mean, first time they've ever come. So, obviously, a lot would have come from interstate. But it was just, I mean, they're just absolutely crazy for Barcelona. And it was a great night because, you know, most of the crowd were for Barcelona, of course. That's why they were there. But even when, you know, when the A-League All-Stars, you know, surprised everyone and not only got a goal but took the lead and so very nearly won the game, you know, the crowd cheered as well. So it was a really feel-good night, if you know what I mean.
Who was this young 17-year-old that starred on the night, Robbie? Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Not really, Laurie, because I haven't followed the A-League very much because I have a Samsung TV and I can't download it. So,
But he must have looked impressive.
No, I'm only joking. Of course I know him. His brother's very good and he's already gone overseas. And, yeah, Qual is his name. And, yeah, he's one to keep an eye on. I don't think he'll be here for very long. I hear that Stuttgart are onto him, the German Bundesliga team. But he was fantastic. The crowd loved him when he came on as a substitute. And, well, really, he should have scored. He had two great chances. The first one was a mesmerising dribble through the heart of Barcelona's defence, which had the crowd on its feet. And he just failed to put it away with his finish, and then he hit the crossbar. So he was, you know, a big surprise to a lot of people in the crowd because I had so many people, and not only with him, but other players saying, wow, these A-League players are not bad, you know. Where do they play? You know, what? And, yeah, and that's one of the things that's the problem. But it was great. Great to see Dwight York back in the country. He's going to be the coach of the MacArthur Bulls next season. So, yeah, I don't know if he knows what he's got himself in for, but that's a very, very tough job. Not just on the football side, because I think Ante Milicic did pretty well on that side, but they have a real identity problem out there at MacArthur, where they play at Campbelltown Stadium. So, you know, Dwight was well-dressed, as he always is. I think you could see tactically that he was smart, the way he played Barcelona. You know, given that it was a friendly / exhibition match, but he stacked his defence and they were very, very well organised and hit on the counter-attack, which is exactly the way to play Barcelona. But when he gets out to MacArthur, mate, he's not going to have 70,000 people watching, that's for sure.
No.
It'll be a little bit of a different experience. But I do believe, and he doesn't play, and that's the one thing, you know, you bring names to this country, you know, kids, and particularly kids, don't go to watch coaches. And he will certainly bring something from MacArthur and a little bit of a following. But, you know, kids get inspired by players. You know, you've got to have big names on the pitch. If you know what sort of angle I'm taking there.
Yeah.
You know, because the coach doesn't play.
Play, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just getting back to that young fellow though, Robin, you mentioned it was an exhibition game. If you were in Arnie's shoes, would that be a game that you'd look at and think, oh, geez,
we might... 100%. No.
No? Right.
He's not ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, Laurie, that's one of those ones. And it would be the same for you, you know, state of origin around the corner when you were coach and, you know, in one game a 17-year-old comes on for South Sydney or whoever.
Yeah.
And, you know, comes on as a substitute, mind you, and, you know, makes a few line breaks, scores even a couple of tries. It's not like you're going to throw him in next Wednesday in origin.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And, yeah,
no, I just heard some commentary around, you know, maybe there's a possibility that they, you know, looking for something different and this might be...
Well, we're looking for something different, but, that, you know, you can't just... Well, you can pull a rabbit out of that sometimes. Mm. You know, Clarkie had a habit of doing that at the crease when he did hundreds every time he went out there. but, yeah, no. Look, I hear some stupid commentary around, you know, players that, from the A-League this season that Arnie should be picking.
Yep.
I mean... It's too big a risk at this stage to be thrown.
No, that's a great analogy. You pointed it out. You know, a guy comes on and plays, he's 17 in the, you know, an NRL game, you're not going to rush him straight into the Origin squad in a couple of weeks'
time. Of course, no, and what you're going to be, as I am, you're excited by what you saw, but, you know, there's a long way to go, you know. You know, this match we're going to play in early June and hopefully get through it and play Peru after. I mean, the stakes couldn't be higher. Now, yes, there is a side of you throw someone in, you know, who's done okay in the A-League this season in what's been a particularly poor season on and off the field, which will culminate in the grand final on Saturday, which is tomorrow. You know, the stakes... that high that if Graham Arnold does something like that, like he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. If he doesn't win, you know, people are going to go back to the commentary you're talking about. Oh, he should have done this and he should have done that. I think he knows the players he's got. I think if we get our best players on the park, that will give us our best opportunity. But there's no one I've seen from outside what he's got that I would. Personally, that's in my opinion, would be taking a punt on when the stakes are that high.
5 a.m. Sunday morning, Liverpool. Real Madrid, Champions League final. Liverpool, $2.05 favourites. Real Madrid, $3.40. The draw, $3.60. How does it play out, Robbie? What is your prediction?
Yeah, seriously, what were the odds again? So Liverpool,
$2.05, Madrid at $3.40, the draw $3.60. That's the 90-minute market, of course. And in the market to lift trophy, Liverpool are $1.55 and Madrid are $2.40.
Wow. When you look at, and I've broken it down and had a look at this in depth, and the stats all point to a Real Madrid win. Now, of course, winning streaks and stats are always there to be broken. And you look at this current Liverpool team, it's on an extraordinary run, 18 games unbeaten. But when you look at head-to-head Champions League games over the years, they've played 5 times, Real Madrid 4 wins, and Liverpool have only managed to draw against them. And in Karim Benzema, you have a player who has had an incredible run. He's only 2 goals short of the all-time record in any one season of the UEFA Champions League. He scored 15 goals this season. Mo Salah, of course, is the other one who scored, I think, 8. So they're incredible odds, really, when you think of those stats. But I do get the feeling, and you know, I'll go to Tab today and I'll do my tipping, and I will tip Liverpool. And we all know that's, you know, there's a little bit of heart in there as well. But I do get the feeling it's going back to the 2018-19 final when Madrid obviously beat Liverpool and Gareth Bale scored one of the greatest ever Champions League final goals, an overhead kick. Gerard, I'm sure you remember that well.
I still remember.
You remember the attack.
I remember the keeping.
I called it. The assault I called. Yeah, the keeper didn't have his best night, did he? But before that, I think the game turned on what I called at the time an assault on Sergio Ramos.
Yeah. Oh.
On Mo Salah. Mo Salah had to leave the field midway through the first half, and for me that swung the game massively to Madrid, and they went on to lift the trophy. So, yep, I'm going to go for Liverpool to lift the trophy. I've got both teams to score, and I will have Benzema as an anytime goal scorer.
Just very quickly, a tip in the Championship playoff final, the £100 million game to get into the Premier League. Forest are $2.15, Huddersfield are $3.40, the draw's $3.15. That's 1:30 Monday morning.
Well, there's only one team I can pick because I played for them, and it's Nottingham Forest. and I played for them. Well, I don't know if it was black and white television in those days, but certainly a long time ago, I played under a very famous manager, Gerard, you would know, Brian Clough, back in their, when they were one of the best clubs in Europe. They won two Champions League, Nottingham Forest, believe it or not, back in the 80s. So a return. Actually, I think, guys, that the last time they were in the Premier League was the year I was at Southampton. There you go. It was. They were relegated, and I remember going to Nottingham Forest. We went to that year we were in a relegation battle at Southampton, and so were Forest. We went to the City Ground, Nottingham Forest, and they were just above us. We were last on the table, and we beat them 3-0. And we went on a run that we got saved, but Forest went down that year. So I think that's the last time they were in the Premier League, which would make it, Gerard, I think, 1996 they were relegated. And I'm going to tip them to beat Huddersfield. So there you go.
Well, some big games, Robert. You enjoy the weekend. Looking forward to chatting Monday.
Good on you. And, Laurie, please give me your special. I promise I'll back it.
All right. Stand by.
Good on you, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.